Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 488 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, we're going to hear about how the Shankles had to very sadly say goodbye to their beloved Piper this past week. We're also going to talk about what's been going on here at my house, which has been lively. And of course, we're going to do a little bit of a catch up on college baseball. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. We have our monthly Southern Living episode coming up, where Melanie and I read through the latest issue of Southern Living together. It's been so fun. And we just recorded our monthly live Q&A, and there is audio and video of that on Patreon. We would be so happy for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And you only have a couple of weeks left if you would like to buy a live stream ticket for our Birmingham live show on April 23rd. Those tickets are on sale through April 16th, so be sure to check out a link for that in the show notes. All right, everybody, thanks so much for being here, and we hope you enjoy episode 488. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, it has been a sad week in the Shankle family.
Listen, last week, I thought about it today. I was like, man, that turned fast.
Yeah, it really did.
It was so, and you know, I haven't even told you this, but my friends Height and Blake had to put their dog Zook down the day before.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. And Zook was old, and you know, but they had had her for a long time. And I was, when that happened on Wednesday, I was like, oh, I'm so sad for them, having no idea on Wednesday that we were about to do the same thing the next day. Like, it just, yes. That's Mabel, by the way, because we are now joined at the hip.
No doubt. And if you haven't been on social media and you're not up to speed, the Shankles had to say goodbye to Piper last week. Unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Even though, listen, Piper had lived, she'd crammed a lot of life into her time with the Shankles, but they had to say goodbye. And it's always, it's just so hard. It's like, I don't know. It's just a specific kind of heartache. And so, anyway, I know that has not been easy.
No. And, you know, it's like Perry and I talked about it because, listen, all three of us cried for, I feel like, 48 hours, and just everything would make us cry. And
sure,
it's just such a pure grief because it's like it's such an uncomplicated thing, because it's just the closest thing that you experience to unconditional love from something. So Wednesday night, I noticed she was on the couch, and I went to kind of pet her, and she kind of snapped at me, which she has never done. And so I was like, something hurt. And I told Perry, and he's like, maybe you just scared her. And I was like, maybe I did. And then when I went to take her to go out to the bathroom that night, I was like, oh, she's not moving right. And so I left Perry a note, and I said, hey, I'm getting up early to call the vet. I don't know what's going on with Piper. And then he noticed it before he even saw my note. He got up Thursday morning. And so he texted Caroline at like 5:45 in the morning because he knew she'd be getting up to go work out and go to work. And he was like, hey, just, I don't think Piper's good. And so she was like, okay, I think I'm going to come home. She was like, I want to come home, because Piper was her dog. And
yes.
So as Thursday went on, you know, so I called the vet, and they were like, we can see her at 4:30. And so I was like, okay, that's good. So it kind of gave us the day to see, like, does she perk up? Because that's your thing. It's like, is something just whatever, and she's going to perk up and be fine? Because it was so sudden. But when we got her there, the vet did look at her and say, I think based on different things, she said, it's almost like, I think she had a stroke.
Bless her.
I know, it was really sad, but I do have to say, in the midst of all of this, because listen, this dark humor is a load bearing structure in me, but on Thursday, Perry and I were sitting around, we're waiting on Caroline to get home. were monitoring Piper. And listen, I sat on the kitchen floor next to Piper pretty much all day Thursday. And, but at one point I was like, Mabel was driving me crazy because she had so much energy. And I was like, we need to get out and go for a walk. So I take Mabel like I always do. We get behind the Little League fields, whereas I always let her off the leash to chase squirrels. Mm-hmm. And she came running back up to me. And I'm going to tell you that she had found the foulest, freshest pile of something's poop to roll completely in.
So sorry. Yeah.
Like had coated herself in it. Like had coated it herself in it. And I thought, I wonder if the vet would give us a buy one, get one, because I was so done.
I have thought about Mabel so much because of her feelings, you know, and how is she going to express these feelings? So when you told me that, I was like, it feels right. Like all she could do was just literally go roll in it, you know, like
just
it was an outward manifestation of her inward experience.
I appreciate that you're giving her that much credit.
I'm going to continue to think to put Mabel first. Yes.
I think she was like, how can I make this day about me? Because I'm not getting the attention that I need. And it feels like everybody's focused on Piper, which was always her worst day.
Right.
And so that's what she did. But then I'm going to tell you that then for like another half mile, I had to like put the leash back on her and I'm downwind. And so I'm walking her. I've been crying all morning. I'm gagging as I'm walking her. And I text Perry and I'm like, hey, would you just get out the shampoo and the towels because Mabel's going to need a full bath. And he was like, okay. And so got her in. Bathed her, but good night. And so then Caroline got home and, but we laughed because Piper, even till the end, like we got her there and Caroline had packed this big spoon of peanut butter and put it in a Ziploc bag. And when they were working with Piper, because Piper never liked the vet, and so she could be a little snippy. But listen, you've never seen somebody with that peanut butter. It was her best day. It was the most peaceful way. And so, we said bye to her, and it's very quiet. I mean, we haven't had one dog since we first had Scout when we were newlyweds. So we were like, the house with one dog just feels weird. Like it just, and Caroline went back to school on Friday. And so it was just the weekend. And then Saturday, Perry took just Mabel to the ranch. But Mabel hasn't been able to run as much at the ranch because of Piper, because you can't leave Piper behind. And so Perry Saturday night, he's like, listen, I bet Mabel ran 20 miles today. He said, like, she's never loved life more. And then I put my really nice pillows back on the end of the couch where Piper used to always sit because I was like, Piper won't be there anymore. And so I put my really nice pillows, and Mabel's decided that that's where she likes to sleep, is on top of those really nice pillows.
Surprising no one. Surprising actually, because she is the queen.
She is the queen. She is the queen. So anyway, it was a sad week, but we felt like, you know, I mean, I think my prayer had always been since we had amputated Piper's leg that I didn't want that leg to be the reason that I didn't want her three legs to be the reason. And it was like so clear at the end. I mean, kind of like with Hazel, like I do feel like the gift is when they let you know that they're ready, but it's still
They do. Yeah. But my gosh, it's just... Ugh. I know. You'll miss her forever. You know, you'll just miss her forever. So
She was just a huge part of our family. So and there's something about the dog, and I know Hazel was like this with Alex. It's the dog that your kids grew up with.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
It's just so many memories are tied to that dog.
Alex keeps asking, when are you getting another one? When are you getting another one? And I just keep saying, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. But but hopefully, maybe this summer, you know, I think maybe this summer we'll tread that particular trail again. I do love having a dog. I just needed a minute, you know, post-Hazel. Yeah. So.
No, I get it. I told Perry on the way home, I declared I will never get emotionally connected to another dog again. I'm done.
Right.
And listen, that's going to last.
But we're going to let you have it.
Thank you. Okay, so y'all had your own drama at the Hudson House this weekend.
Let's talk about something that no one wants to talk about. What happens when you die? Because unfortunately, it is going to happen, but you can be prepared. With Trust and Will, online estate planning has never been easier. So if you're like 43% of Americans who say that they just haven't gotten around to making a will yet,
or you put things off, even when you know it's important, like naming a guardian for your kids. I was just talking to a friend the other day, and I recommended that she use Trust and Will because she was like, I know that we need to do this stuff, but I don't know how to do it, and it feels overwhelming. But here's the thing. You can create an estate plan with Trust and Will in as little as 30 minutes. If you don't know where to start when it comes to estate planning, if you're overwhelmed by questions that you don't know the answer to, their online platform provides a step-by-step guided process and offers optional one-on-one support from attorneys in your state. If estate planning sounds expensive, or you're not sure you even have enough assets to warrant doing it, everybody has something to leave behind, and we all want to make sure that our wishes are played out the way that we want them to be. So Trust and Will believes estate planning should be accessible to everyone, so they are committed to making it affordable today and valuable tomorrow. You can create a will online in as little as 30 minutes to protect guardianship of children and pets, asset distribution, and healthcare directives. Trust and Will provides amazing customer support from real people. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones today, tomorrow, and beyond with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/bigboo and get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/bigboo to get your 20% off. trustandwill.com/bigboo.
Oh, listen, we've had a full few days here in Birmingham. And I did go to Mississippi State last Tuesday. We went, my sister and I went over and met my friend Daphne, and we went to the baseball game, and that was super fun. And then, but what had happened before that? I don't even think I talked about this last week, but last Sunday I was in the kitchen and I was going like to the laundry room or something, and I stepped on something, and I was like, oh my gosh, that hurt. And I thought, you know, like I didn't know what it was, but I was like, man. And so, but I rubbed the bottom of my foot and I couldn't feel anything. And so I was like, God, I guess it just hit like in the right place.
Yeah.
But it was sore the rest of the night. And then I looked at it the next morning, Monday morning, and it was like a tiny, like the tiniest little bump. And so I thought, well, I guess I cut it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I hobbled on it, but like if I had a sock on, it didn't bother me until I went to the ball game Tuesday night, and I was like, oh, this thing, it's sore. Like, this is weird. It hurts. Yeah. Like I could feel it. It was like having a tiny little tack in my foot almost. So all that to say, it still hurt Wednesday, and I thought I'm gonna go to the doctor. Okay. So I went to the doctor Thursday morning. And when I got an appointment at the sick clinic and just saw the nurse practitioner. And so she looked at it and she was like, there could be like a splinter or something there. I can't really tell. And she said, I could send you to a podiatrist or I could try to get it out. And I was like, I mean, I'll do whatever. And so she looks at it again and she goes and gets the nurse to hold my toes back.
She
says, I wish the lighting were better in here.
That's not what you want to hear.
Then she takes out the little package that has tweezers and stuff in it. She goes, God, I hate these tweezers. And I said, I'll tell you what, if you want to send me to the podiatrist, I don't have anything this afternoon. I'm happy to go. And she said, I mean, I can try, which again,
No, that doesn't instill a lot of confidence. I don't want a try situation in a medical.
I said, you know, I'll go to the podiatrist. And so the nurse said, well, if you'll go sit in the waiting room, I'll call and see if I can get you in somewhere. And she did. And it was close by. So here's what it was. So I go to the podiatrist, which is the first time I can ever say that. Yeah. I go to the podiatrist and he looks and he starts kind of scraping away at it. And it really didn't, like it didn't hurt if I wasn't putting pressure on it, you know, and so he's kind of scraping away. Anyway, Sunday afternoon, David broke a bowl and picked it up and, you know, and threw it all away and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, it was a tiny, tiny little shard from that bowl that had moved to the other side of the kitchen. Because when I'd gotten David to look at it one day and I said, I wonder if there was something from that bowl I stepped on. And so anyway, and it was a tiny, it matched perfectly. He took that out of my foot. And so I did that on Thursday. And then Friday morning, I was sitting here. I had a meeting mid morning, but this was fairly early. Jackson called and he was like, "So I think I've hurt my ankle." And I was like, "Well, what do you mean?" So he had been in a pickup basketball game at school. And he said, and I went down weird and I heard a pop and I can't really walk on it. And so I got David because, you know, David has a 4-day work week. He doesn't work on Fridays. So David goes to get Jackson at Samford, take him to go get x-ray.
Oh my gosh.
And listen. So anyway, he ended up spending the weekend with us. The ER people said they didn't think it was broken, but they wanted him to follow up with an orthopedist. Mm-hmm. And so we spent the weekend rotating the frozen peas on that ankle, keeping it elevated, dulling out Advil, and watched a whole lot of basketball and baseball. So anyway, I took him this morning to the orthopedist because he's been here the whole weekend.
Yeah, of course.
So and it's his right foot, so he couldn't drive. Anyway, I took him to the orthopedist, and it's not broken. It is a pretty good sprain, but they've got a nice little treatment plan, and he's going to be just fine. So.
Listen, but you know what they say. I know this from our soccer days because we had multiple sprains. Sometimes a sprain takes longer than a break. I mean, it's like a break you can fix. And a sprain, listen, it's like all those memes that say, like, you sprain your ankle 7 years later, you're still just like, man, my ankle. Like,
my ankle hurts. Just, I know.
It's never the same.
Never the same.
Oh, so, my gosh.
I know. Anyway, so I told Jackson today we were waiting for the doctor to come in. And I said, "Hey, remember when you were a senior in high school and thought about your college roommate and thought, yeah, I bet my roommate's mom takes me to the doctor one day." He said, "Yeah, it wasn't really on my radar." It's like, no. I know. Mm-hmm. And here I am, knowing your entire medical history.
That's right. Life comes at you fast. Mm-hmm. Life comes at you fast.
So we had a good time. Listen, we made some friends in the waiting room at Andrews here in Birmingham, and had some good conversations. And so we stopped on the way home and got him some Whataburger. So as his final meal here at the Hudson Rehabilitation Facility.
Yes, golly.
Where we also serve if you've had gum surgery or if you have the flu or if you just have a bad cold, you can come here and get better. So
yeah, you got your own little rehab facility. You got your ice packs, your Advil, you know, just whatever.
I mean, it was comical because he really could not walk on it at all Friday. Yeah. But he wanted to take a shower. And so I just got on my Walmart Plus account and got a cane delivered to the house. And so he hobbled around with that cane. And then I was like, you know what I can do? Because Alex's shower, that bathroom, you have to step over the tub. Like, it's a tub. Yeah. But our shower's a walk-in shower. I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put a step ladder in our shower. And you can hold on to it. Or you can sit on a step of the step ladder and use the handheld thing. But we just really worked it out, you know? And then I ordered a shower chair that came the next day.
Well, listen.
And so David said, "Oh, we're not getting rid of that." He said, "I feel like we're headed into a time where we might want to sit down when we shower, and we'll just keep that on hand." So,
For sure. You know, listen, we own a shower chair and a cane and a little thing that you can grab stuff with without having to bend over. Because
I should have done that. I should have gotten one of those.
Yeah. Well, add it to your collection.
So most parents aren't aware that 50% of kids suffer from hidden hunger. So hidden hunger can come from picky eating, processed snacks, even a lack of nutrient-rich soil in the fruits and veggies they eat. So if you have a picky eater or a kid who only wants to eat chicken nuggets, I remember when Caroline went through a chicken nugget and mac and cheese phase, and I would worry so much about, is she getting the nutrients she needs? So here's the thing. The best way to support their mood and their behavior is to give their brain the nutrients they need for healthy growth and development. And that's why I recommend First Day Daily Multivitamins. It's one of the first brands with vitamins designed to fight hidden hunger and nutrient gaps. First Day makes clean, science-backed multivitamins for kids, teens, and adults. I love that First Day is so transparent about what goes into their products. There's no added sugar. There's no artificial ingredients. There's no fake dyes, no crushed bones. With just two gummies a day, you're boosting your kids' nutrition, their mood, their sleep, their health, all the things that are going to help them thrive in school and sports and life. There's 9 essential vitamins for brain and mood support and a superfood blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies. It has more folate than 1.5 cups of spinach, more vitamin B than 5 cups of broccoli. It's been tested for 200 plus toxins and holds the Clean Label Purity Award. These are vitamins you can trust. First Day are clinically absorbable, they're family safe, they're actually effective. For a limited time only, our listeners are getting an insane deal. If you use code BIGBOO to get up to 57% off at firstday.com, that's up to 57% off and a free gift with code BIGBOO at firstday.com. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them the Big Boo Cast sent you.
There's a bucket. I was looking at the top of Caroline's closet this weekend because I was going to clean some stuff out. And there is a bucket that is just full. I was like, what's in here? And it's an assortment of all the various ice packs we have bought over the years, like for knees, for hips, for shoulders, for ankles, for wisdom teeth. I was like, oh, we have a lot of medical equipment. We have a lot. So keep that shower chair. It'll come in handy.
I will. Yeah. So I'm real tickled with it. I may even give it a try. You know, I don't know.
It's relaxing. It's like a bath. It's like a bath, but better because you're not sitting in your own filth. You know, you're just.
I saw something on social media that said one of the best ways to reset your nervous system, which, as you know, is one of my passions.
Yes.
But one of the best ways to reset your nervous system is to take a shower and not turn the lights on in the bathroom.
Oh.
And I would imagine that if you can take a shower with no lights on in the bathroom and also have a shower chair, you have only increased the quality of that experience would be my guess.
Oh, for sure. It's like a rain bath at that point.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like that feels like a spa treatment.
Yes. So that's what we've done this weekend. David and I went to church, to the early service yesterday, and then came home and I cooked a bunch this weekend, obviously, because we had Jackson here. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Because it's when David called me, I was leaving my meeting and he called me from the ER place they went to. And I said, looks like somebody's going to be having fried chicken for dinner. And that is what we had.
Yep.
Fried some chicken.
That feels right. And then we had
hamburger steak on Saturday night. And then I made spaghetti yesterday. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, listen, it's what you're going to do.
Alex came by Saturday just to see Jackson for a little bit because he hadn't seen him since he had his unfortunate accident. And I said, hey, I'm going to make hamburger steak. Do you want to stay and eat? And he said, no, thanks. He was like, I think I'm going to go back to the house. So,
All right. That's hilarious. Well, we went, so Perry and I went last night. We'd had tickets for a long time. Nate Bargatze was in town last night.
What a delight.
And so, listen, what a delight. He's so funny. We were excited. I will say the last time we saw him at the Majestic Theater, which is like a smaller theater here in San Antonio. And it was great. That's probably been like 3 years ago, if I had to guess. And so this time he was at the Frost Bank Center, which is where the Spurs play.
Yes, bigger.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, that's a different. Perry's like, we're never doing this again. And this,
when we saw John Mulaney and when David saw Nate Bargatze, he went with a group of guys. Uh-huh. It was at the Legacy Arena here, which is, our bigger venue. And it is, it's an interesting setup for a stand-up situation,
it is.
I feel like.
It's like, it works for a concert, but for a stand-up, I think we both left a little bit like, we could have waited 6 months and watched that on Netflix. You know what I mean? Because you're really looking at a screen, but I'm going to tell you a couple of things that really took away. Nate was incredible. He was as funny as ever. I think he's darling. I think he's such a great comedian. He did a whole thing which made us laugh because his daughter's 14 now. And he was like, the difference between like a boy sleepover and a girl sleepover is like boys sleepovers, they're going to like wreck stuff in your house and break stuff. He was like, but girl sleepovers are going to destroy lives. And I was like, that's the truth. That is a true word. But okay, first of all, I'm going to say notes that anybody from the Frost Bank Center, y'all, we have a traffic situation. have a traffic situation. And I don't understand, because here's what's happening. We just had 2 weeks of the rodeo there. The Spurs play there. It feels like we should have come up with a more efficient way to get people in and out of there, is what I'm saying.
Like, you know, I love a logistics-centered observation. Love when we identify, hey, you know what? We can handle this better. We can handle this more efficiently. We can set some goals about how this could go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it felt like none of those goals were achieved last night. It was, and listen, I was already cranky. I've already told you I was having a hormonal thing because I added in a supplement that I don't think I should have added in. And I think it was jacking with my estrogen, and I'm grieving my dog. So let's just say maybe I already wasn't my best self, but that happened. The other thing that happened is that there was a couple that was sitting next to us. And listen, I'm sure they're great, but they talked the entire time. She in particular talked the entire time. And I'm like, I think it's rude enough at a musical performance, but when you're talking and it's a comedian on stage, like, ma'am, you can't even hear. I appreciate you're on your second carafe of wine. And that's your business if you want to drink a carafe of wine provided by the Frostbank Center. I don't know what wine that is. There again, I'm thinking probably not a top shelf situation.
Well, maybe a Barefoot offering, perhaps?
Maybe a Behringer. I feel like a, yes. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they might have good wine. I don't know. But whatever. I was just like, read the room. So we'd already had this whole situation across the aisle from us before it ever started with this man who came down to get in his seat, and he was holding two full beers. And he had clearly already had himself quite a Sunday because he could barely stand.
Oh, gosh.
And he was starting to shout a lot of profanities. And so everybody on that aisle was very jarred by this. Mm-hmm. And Perry and I were just sitting across kind of watching, like, what's happening? And so then one of the security people comes to escort him out. As they're escorting him out, he's following him. And Perry's like, oh, no. And, like, you see this guy. It's like he's starting to go backwards with these two full beers. No. And I was like, it's going to get – but he caught himself. They escorted him out. I guess they didn't escort him all the way out, because then he comes back still holding his two beers.
Well, listen, I'm going to give him an A+ for perseverance, you know?
And everybody
had some gumption, Melanie. He was determined.
He really wanted to see Nate. And everybody on the row looked up like, what, dude, we just got. And so then they get this usher, this elderly usher. He's trying to manage. He's trying to tell the people, you've got to let him sit here. They're like, no, he's already been escorted out. So that was a whole situation. And there was this woman on the end of that aisle who, God bless her, was just trying to eat her chicken wings. And she had to keep getting up and down. And this man had his beer.
This is a lot of drama for a Nate Bargatze show.
That's what I'm saying. You would think a Nate Bargatze show. And so then the couple next to me, first, she's just laughing really loud. Then they start talking. Then I'm going to tell you who this guy is. That Nate starts doing this thing about talking about driving a stick shift. Like, and the guy next to me is wanting everybody to know that he also has driven a stick shift and that this was his experience with a stick shift. And he's telling nobody in particular all about his stick shift experience.
This is where we've just got to do better, just as mankind.
Right.
We really do.
I mean, I'm like, read the room. Like, what are you doing? Nobody cares. Sir, if you look at the median age in this room, we've all driven a stick shift. This
I was going to say, anybody who's lived in the 70s or 80s has driven a stick shift.
That's right. It's not a unique experience to you. Oh, Caroline just came in. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Caroline.
Sophie says hello.
I say hello.
Hello.
I don't know about you, but when the weather gets hot, I think more about my bra because I don't want to be uncomfortable. I don't want to mess with my straps. I don't want something that's too tight. I don't want something that feels too constricting. And Honeylove is really my favorite. Honeylove is an independent, female-founded brand. All of their products are intelligently designed by women who actually wear them. So Honeylove recently launched their new crossover contour bra. It features their best-selling wireless crossover bra design, plus built-in molded light foam pads for extra support and a beautifully contoured shape. Here's the thing, I don't have time for wires anymore, so what I want is a really good wireless bra. Honeylove also has the Cloud Embrace bra. It's a modern wireless t-shirt bra with sturdy, lightly padded foam cups that feels so good against your skin. So it's a wireless bra for people who love underwire. So it is bound to sell out again because it's so good. Their bras are supportive and wire-free thanks to bonding technology that lifts without underwire. And you deserve a bra that's lightweight and comfortable and doesn't make you feel hotter than you already are. Honeylove Shapewear is also designed to move with you so it doesn't roll down. It gives you just the right compression and shape without having to feel like you're constantly fighting against it. Treat yourself to the most advanced bras and shapewear on the market. Use our exclusive link to save 20% off Honeylove at honeylove.com/bigboo. That's honeylove.com/bigboo. After you check out, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them the Big Boo Cast sent you. Experience the new standard in comfort and support with Honeylove.
So anyway, I just felt like, people, we need to do better. This is a public event that we've all paid good money to be here. This isn't your unique experience. If you want to talk all through this in your living room, you're welcome to do that. But we were trying to hear the show.
Yeah.
And at one point, Nate said something. He was talking about marriage and whatever. And then the wife was like, I mean, and dropped the F-bomb. And I'm like, ma'am, there again. Like, this isn't, I don't know. It just... I felt like I had some words for them. You know, of course, I didn't say one word, but I did like I gave them a couple of looks. Like, hey.
Oh, I bet you slung that side eye like a pro. I bet you did.
Well, and Perry had his hearing aids set to, like, whatever he has to do in a crowd, so he really couldn't. He knew they were talking, but he couldn't really hear it. But when she dropped that F-bomb, he looked over at me like, and I was like, yeah, that's what's happening over here, just in case you were wondering.
Yeah.
That's what's going on over here.
That's what I'm working with on this side.
Yeah, they think it's just them and Nate here in this arena with 30,000 other people. They think this is just about them and Nate. So anyway, it was great. Nate was super funny. Highly recommend going to see him. I mean, he's great. But as for me and my family, I don't know that we will go back to a comedic event at the Frost Bank Center.
Yes, that's fair. That's fair.
It was too big. It was just too big.
Yeah, I totally get that. I totally get that. But I mean, good for him that he can sell all those tickets. You know, it's impressive that that's a broad appeal that he has.
It really is.
But let's do better, everybody, with how we respond to performances.
Let's respect our neighbors. They did say last night, though, that it's on track to be the largest comedy tour ever.
That's amazing.
I know. I mean, it really is amazing. And I told Perry, I said, when you really think that like 2.5 or 3 years ago, we saw him at the Majestic, which holds like 2,500 people, you know?
Yeah.
So good for him. Good for him. Killing it. He is killing it.
Okay, let's talk about college baseball.
Oh, yes, let's. Y'all had a big weekend.
We had a big weekend. We did. Also, though, Jackson told me when we were sitting at the orthopedic place this morning and the new rankings came out, I think the Aggies are 18 again, coming back up.
Yep, we swept Missouri, which
y'all
was great.
Y'all certainly did. We watched some of that series this weekend, and y'all run-ruled them yesterday.
Yeah.
And we kept up with a lot because Jackson sort of had command of the television in the den. And so we covered a wide array of sports this weekend in our house.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Now, I'm guessing because you had Nate Bargatze plans, did you see the end of the Duke-UConn game by any chance?
Oh, my gosh. Not live, but I have since watched the replay, and it's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I was sitting at the kitchen table. The game was on, and I happened to look up right as, I imagine most everybody will have seen it by the time that the episode comes out. But right about the time that UConn shot went in that pushed them ahead, when really you just thought that Duke was, all they needed to do was hold the ball. Anyway, it was unbelievable. Okay, but college baseball. So, State was at Ole Miss, and so that's a heated series.
Oh, yeah.
Always. But we swept the series, which was so exciting for us to take all three games on the road. And I want to be sure, because I know sometimes I can give way to the rivalry. So I have some affirmations I would like to offer up for this series of games this past weekend with the Rebels.
Okay. Listen, affirmations to the Rebels? Is that what we're about
yes,
to do?
Yes, actually, yes.
You're a better person than me, but good for you. Good for you.
I'm going to tell you why I really want to be sure to say this, because okay. I spent a good portion of the last two weekends feeling very frustrated by other schools' announcers. Because when you have a game, an SEC game on ESPN, it's the announcers who are calling that game on ESPN belong to the school. They're employees of the school. So that's why you always get, usually for state, you have Bart Gregory and Charlie Winfield, who I adore. But it's not always as enjoyable when you watch other teams broadcast, especially when you have announcers who scream, right?
Yeah.
Or who just get so excited for their team and really don't give a rip about the other team. Mm-hmm. I will say all three games, there were two different crews that did the broadcast for Ole Miss. It was the first two games were Jake Ramada, who works with the athletic department there, and Keith Kessinger, who played baseball at Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday it was Richard Cross, who's a big Ole Miss fan. And then not an Ole Miss fan, Todd Walker, who played baseball at LSU, who I always love listening to.
Okay.
Especially like his college baseball, College World Series commentary is always so great. They were so, like, all four of these men were so knowledgeable about college baseball, particularly in the state of Mississippi, people love college baseball in Mississippi. Ole Miss, State, Southern Miss, like, it's a big deal. And so they were so knowledgeable, but they were so level. And it was really, I really enjoyed listening to their commentary for the game, really knowledgeable about the state players, very charitable about the state players, very complimentary to State's team. And I just thought, nice. You know, this could go a different way. The rivalry sometimes can get heated. I just thought they did a really good job. And then Todd Walker, who's not an Ole Miss person, but just, he's such a teacher. And like, yes, just watching him yesterday or listening to him yesterday, I was like, yeah, I'm learning things. I'm learning things for my own particular game as a baseball player, right? Like what I need to do with my knees when I swing. You know, how I need to respond to a 3-0 pitch from a lefty. You know, I just, but anyway, it was really enjoyable to listen to. And I appreciated it because it is a rivalry that can get ugly sometimes. And it was just nice to not be frustrated by the commentary, you know?
Okay. Well, that's very nice. That's so, very civil. That's very civil.
Well, I thought, and the other thing was, yesterday Ole Miss had like a Stand Up for Cancer Day. And, you know, I like a moment at a baseball game anyway.
Yes.
I've talked many times about how Clemson leaves their dugout to salute the veterans and it just lays me out.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a Stand Up for Cancer Day and they had everybody in the stands had a sign and it might say, I stand with survivors or I stand and they would write in somebody's name they knew who was dealing with cancer. There was a point in the game where they all stood up and they held their signs and they asked for a moment of silence to honor families, victims, you know, who have been affected by cancer.
Yeah.
And it was really beautiful. And I loved
it. That's very sweet. That's very sweet. Listen, well done, Ole Miss. Good job.
I know. I thought that was really, I just like when people find little ways like that and all the players came out of the dugouts, all the coaches came out of the dugouts when they did that. And I thought that's a great way to make something be about more than just a game, you know?
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's good. Anyway. Well done.
I know.
Well
so done. I love that. But anyway, we swept. I don't know if I mentioned it. The Aggies swept. And now State and Texas and Georgia are tied for first in the conference. Mm-hmm. Georgia comes to Starkville this coming up weekend.
Oh, okay. That's a big one.
Yeah. Going to be numbers 4 and 5 going at it.
Okay.
So
okay.
Anyway, we'll see.
Okay. Listen, see what happens. I know. I think we have Vandy at home this weekend.
Who?
If I remember correctly.
I think they walked off Tennessee all three games.
Did they really?
Yeah, I know they walked him off at least twice. I think it happened three times. I'm not completely sure.
Wow. Listen, that's a gut punch.
I know. Again, a walk-off is the best thing ever if you're the team that walks it off. Yep. It's the most deflating thing ever if not.
Yep. Yep. Really is. Really is.
The weather is warming up, and so for me, what that means is I'm not wearing as much makeup as I usually do. In fact, most days I leave the house with a little tinted sunscreen, but I always need a good lip because I'm at the age where lipstick matters. So I'm going to tell you my favorite lip product. It is Thrive Cosmetics Empower Matte Precision Lipstick Crayon. This will be your lips' best new age-defying friend. It comes in 18 buildable shades. It is creamy, it's long-lasting, it's this velvet matte color that really has staying power and lasts all day. It's for lips that have lived a little. It's lightweight, it's not sticky, it's long-wearing. It's just a beautiful, weightless lip perfection formula. And you can use it as a liner, you can use it layered. It is perfect. I can't tell you how much I love it. So every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free. It's made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. And every time you use Thrive Cosmetics, you're doing more than enhancing your glow, you're helping others. With over $150 million in product and cash donations to 600-plus giving partners, your purchase directly fuels real impact, and that is beauty with a purpose. You can amplify your spring look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/bigboo for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bigboo.
Well, I did not really watch. I watched some of the Aggies Friday night and Saturday. I didn't watch anything yesterday. And then, like I said, I went back and watched the, I guess we watched all the basketball Saturday night too. We watched Purdue and Arizona. That's about the end of my sports knowledge for the.
Well, you know, it always helps if you have a young person in the house, but the channel seems to stay on ESPN, but it was fun watching it. And I really, like I sat this morning and really talked myself out of going back to Starkville tomorrow, just because I've got my April is bananas, and it really kind of kicks off here at the end of March.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go. I want to go. I'm not going to go. But it's just, you know, it's fun when things are going well to seize the day.
You're doing the responsible thing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're doing the responsible thing. I know. Yeah. We have Vandy this coming weekend, and then the next weekend we have Texas. And that's going to be the first time Schloss the Snake has been back to Bluebell Park.
Yeah.
So that's probably going to be lively. I would love to go. I personally am not going to spend $500 a ticket to go.
Seriously.
I mean, that's just a lot for a baseball game. But, you know, so anyway, that's what we have coming up from a baseball standpoint.
I had a fun Friday after my meeting. I went to Lady Bird to see, I thought I was just going to get to see Sarah and Matthew, my younger friends who I used to teach, but then Matthew's wife came by. And so I got to visit with her as well. And there was just a moment where I was like, I'm so happy to be in the company of, these
youngsters,
fun young people and to listen to their, I don't know, just their stories and their day-to-day stuff. And so that was super fun. And then, then I got home and let the rehab situation commenced when I got home. So
yeah, real life set in. I know. I'm kind of excited. So Caroline just got home. It's Monday, in case we're keeping track. This is the beauty of having a grad student, because there's a little bit of flexibility with the classes.
Certainly.
But we're speaking together at a thing tomorrow night. And then she's speaking at a lunchtime Bible study at her old high school on Wednesday. And so when those two things came up, I was like, and then it's Easter, so why don't you just stay home the whole week? There's no point in, you know. And we of course did not realize that she was going to be coming home, so she's been burning up the roads, but now she's here to stay until Easter, so that'll be fun.
That will be fun. Yeah. It was just today I looked at David and I said, what are we doing for Easter? And he's like, I don't know. What are we doing for Easter? And I said, well, here's the thing. I'm out of town Thursday through Saturday. I come home. I leave again on Monday.
God, that's crazy.
To meet you in Nashville, which made me think, too, are we going to have to record next week's episode on Easter afternoon?
Yeah, we're going to have to think about that. Or are we going to do, because I don't want to have to bring my microphone to Nashville. That seems excessive.
I don't either. That does sound excessive. And we'd have to we'd have to record from our hotel rooms, because you know how we are.
That's true. Okay, so that may be an Easter Sunday situation.
I know. Is that weird? I feel like that's kind of weird. But anyway, I said, let me call the country club and let me see if, well, they were, listen, they were full. There was no room at the inn. Okay. And I'm not coming back. I mean, like I love to cook, but I'm not turning around a holiday dinner that fast. So anyway, my sister, I texted her and she was like, let me do brunch. And I said, that sounds great. So
score. Yeah. That sounds great. I know. I'm going to do a little brunch situation. We're going to have Mimi and Bops. It'll be low key. Because then there again, I told Perry, it's like, I fly out Monday morning, which kind of all snuck up on me.
I know.
So anyway. Okay. Well, is it time for five favorites?
Time for five favorites, and none of these things go together. So
well,
first
that's
of
my
all,
favorite kind.
Here's what we have. I don't know. Maybe a couple of months ago, I was doing a Costco order, and I ordered these Kirkland Signature Organic Spinach and Cheese Raviolis.
Oh.
I don't like Italian food the most, as you know. It's just not a go-to for me. And so, but one night I was going to Pilates one Monday night and I told David, I was like, hey, you know what? If you want supper, like you could cook these raviolis and just put a little marinara on them. And, you know, that's an easy thing to do while I'm gone. And so he did. And when I got home, he was like, hey, these things are real good. So that's what I had for supper that night. And yes, indeed, they are delicious.
Okay,
they are
I love
so
a ravioli.
Good. They're so good. And so I've since bought them. Well, you get two packs. And so then we ate the second pack. And then I just got another order of them, my most recent Costco order. But if you, too, like a dinner that can be ready in 12 to 14 minutes, and it is especially, like, it's the perfect size. I mean, for the two of us, we can cook a package of these and have enough for lunch the next day. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like, it's just
delightful.
They're great. They're so good. So highly.
That's good to know.
Recommend. And very fresh. And I like spinach a lot anyway. And it all works out. So delicious. I love them.
Okay. Good to know.
The second thing this week is this Ilia Lip Sketch Hydrating Crayon. I love this lip pencil. Here's why. It is, in fact, hydrating. I don't like, especially now, like that I worry about if you can see cracks around my mouth, you know, or like wrinkles and stuff. It goes on very smoothly as a lip liner if you want to line your lips, like, and then put on a gloss or something. You can also fill in your whole lip with it and not feel like you're drying your lips out.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's just a little multi-purpose lip I don't know what you would call it. I mean, it can be lipstick, it can be lip liner, it can be a base for lip gloss, but the color's really beautiful. It saturates, it stays on. I really, really like it. So just passing that along.
Okay, that's great to know.
It comes in tons and tons and tons of colors.
Delightful.
Third thing, and I feel like this is the second one of Ree's products I have had on Five Favorites fairly recently.
I think it is.
I can't remember what the other one was, but I know I liked it. But these measuring cups that Ree has put together, love these.
They're so good.
They have these long wooden handles. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're baking and you need to put, you know, your flour in a mixer or whatever, it gives you some leverage where you're not right up on the mixer trying to add it in. I also don't like measuring cups that are attached to one another. So that's a fool's errand as far as I'm concerned. So I like that they're all separate. I don't know if it's recommended that you put them in the dishwasher because they have a wooden handle, but guess what? I'm going to live on the edge.
Okay.
And that's what I do. So, but I really, really like them. I've never had a measuring cup with such a substantive handle, and it makes a lot of sense and it works really well. And these have become my go-to. So I'm a big fan of these measuring cups.
I like them too. They'd be a great little gift for somebody too. Like they're
a great hostess gift, or if you're doing a shower gift and you want to put several different things in it, like it's just a great practical tool in the kitchen. And so, and I'm particular about measuring cups because there's a certain feel that I like for them to have, and these are my favorite ones that I've had so far.
Okay.
Fourth thing is a book, and I don't normally put books on my five favorites,
no,
but
don't.
I've got to mention this one.
Okay.
So it's I started hearing about it a lot over the last couple of weeks, and I went to lunch last week with our friend Catherine, and she mentioned that she had read it. And so it's called Strangers, A Memoir of Marriage.
Okay, tell me. All right, I've been hearing everybody talk about it.
Okay, listen, I blazed through this thing. I cannot even tell you how much I blazed through it.
Okay.
I will admit, and you know this, Melanie knows this, like, I have had some exposure to some marriage stories that maybe top this in terms of the sensational aspect.
Mm-hmm.
But this is so beautifully written, and it communicates so much about the nature of this marriage. And I can't, anything I say is going to spoil it.
Okay.
But I cannot recommend it enough. It's a beautiful, beautiful memoir. And
okay.
It's moving, and it's maddening at times, mm-hmm. but it's just, I read it in like less than 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
I started it one night. I finished it the next night before I went to bed. Like, it's a good one.
It's already on my Kindle, so I'm real excited to start that. So that'll be a this week project for me.
Yeah, it's something else. Okay.
Okay.
And then the last thing is a skincare product that I actually heard about from our friend Catherine Kublik. It's called Le Balm, which makes me, every time Catherine mentions the name of her clothing company, which is Hightower Clothiers.
Yeah. Yes.
And Cole always says Clothiers. So I always feel like Cole when I say Le Balm.
Le Balm. But, I know. Tell me about this, because I too have been influenced, but I have not ordered it yet.
Okay. So first of all, I got the unscented. It comes in a scented version and an unscented version. And I read that the scented version had the faint smell of roses. And I said, you know, I believe I'll go with unscented.
Yeah.
Because the smell of roses is not my favorite.
No. Same.
So I got unscented. Okay. So, you know, I love the Maya Chia, the serum, not the serum, but the
press serum.
The press serum. I love it. This is not that thick. So this to me is more of a balm like for spring, summer, I would say.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little bit lighter, but it makes your skin feel amazing.
Oh, okay.
And I also like it for this reason. If you wanted to like take a little bit and like do a little highlight where you put blush on, you know, or just like put a little bit on the tops of your eyelids. It's great for that too. But it's a dreamy product, and it's packaged beautifully. You're going to love the packaging of it.
I'm ordering this right now.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. And like, I'm really excited about having a balm that I can wear this time of year, because I love a balm at night. Like, that's my favorite thing to put on my face. But the Maya Chia, as much as I love it, something like, it can get a little heavy when, especially, you know, when it's warm.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so this is a good one. I really like it. And y'all know, I don't try a lot of new skincare. I tend to stick with the stuff that I love.
Same.
But I'm but I love this one. So anyways, so it's a good find by Catherine, sure.
Okay. Well, you and Catherine have sold me, because I nearly ordered it. And then I was like, I have enough different things right now. Like, I'm kind of right now I have so many different things. It's hard to know what's working and what's not. It's like my supplements. You know what I mean? Like, what is really making the difference?
It's a multi-pronged approach is what it is. Yeah.
I know. Well, and that was the other thing. And this was, but I had an appointment with Niva. Niva and I were going to do a lot of stuff to my face on Thursday. And then everything with Piper happened. And I was like, well, that's how much I love a dog, is that I had to text Niva and be like, I have to cancel this appointment. And I realize you probably are not going to be able to get me back in anytime soon. But
well,
I know, but listen,
I know she understood.
She totally understood. She was very sweet, but I was like, but in the meantime, I'll just use one of these 7,400 products, including this new Le Balm that I just ordered.
That's right. Do the best you can with what you have.
Yeah, just see what I can do. So.
Okay. Well, everybody, thanks for being with us. And we'll be back next week, perhaps even low recording on Easter Sunday. We'll just have to see.
We'll see what happens. All right, y'all. Thanks for listening.
Okay. Talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye.